StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.
And now it's time for StoryCorps Orlando. Co-workers Alma Javier and Melinda Santiago Torres talk about Alma's seizures, which are brought on by emotions, and how she overcomes challenges they cause.
Alma.
Yes.
What's it like to find out that you have seizures?
Well, to tell you the truth, my first seizure was at the age of 18. It wasn't pleasant. They didn't know what was happening to me. They ran a lot of tests. I actually got on the medication here in Florida. Mm. So a lot of years went through. And so the first one was, like I said, at the age of 18, when I saw my aunt being pulled out of her house with the blankets over her, like she had passed away. So it was really hard for me because we had just been outside, like all the kids, you know. So it was really hard for me to see that my auntie was just outside with us and she had a heart attack and she passed away.
Oh, so that's what it was.
Yes. So due to investigations and tests they ran on me, my seizures are due to emotions. So it's a lack of sleep. Bad news, if I get really good news, it's like I'm walking on eggshells pretty much.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So what happened was they started giving me some treatment in Hoboken, New Jersey, but it wasn't working because my seizures were not coming on as frequent as they thought it was going to come. So the next one that I had was when I had my baby boy, Giovanni.
How old were you there?
30.
Really? That's a big gap. That's 18 to 30.
Yeah. So I was preparing for the night before I was preparing for his birthday party. Mm. I remember fixing his pants because he was really short. And I picked him up from the crib and I dropped him because I had a seizure.
Wow.
It was a really bad experience for my husband. He's never seen somebody had a seizure.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really hard for my family. So it's a hard experience. It was very hard for me to accept this sickness that I have. Working now, I'm just moving forward. And it's really stressful when you cannot drive because once you have a seizure, you have to not be able to drive for 6 months. So it's very stressful when you have to depend on other people when you're so independent.
So do you actually feel it coming or is it like out of the blue? Is it like a hiccup that you never know when it's coming up or something?
No, I do feel when it's coming. I get a tingling on my right hand and I actually start stuttering.
Okay.
So normally my seizures are early in the morning mm-hmm. and I can just feel it coming. And it's like a flash, like you turn on the light and the light switch. And when you come to see, I'm either with people from the ambulance right there in my house and stuff like that. But that's the way I see it. They start asking me questions. I don't know my name. I don't know the month that we in, the year. So it's kind of hard when they're asking you these questions and you see that you're alive because you see that you are up.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know what's happening, what year you're in. So it's really, really stressful. But at the same token, I tell the people that are listening to me today that if you're going through this, don't let this stop you because I have not let this stop me and I'm still working. In April, I'll be able to drive again.
Woohoo! Yeah.
So I'm excited for April to roll mm-hmm. around.
Are we going to have a party there?
Yes, we are. We're going to go out for dinner.
Yeah.
Maybe sneak a half a drink.
No.
Alma Javier and Melinda Santiago Torres from the StoryCorps mobile booth in Orlando, produced locally by Juan Gualda at WMFE. For details and more stories, visit wmfe.org/StoryCorps.
StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.